Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that there's a shifting and that there is a moving that is happening in this hour. And yea, even in this season. Prepare, because you're about to see a shifting and a moving. You're about to see Father God do some unusual things in your life that is going to bless you. Oh, I see increase all around thee. Increase, increase. God is also going to do something around loans or mortgages or taxes or insurances as well. I can tell you that God says increase. A loved one is about to come into a season of a blessing and a season of an awesome breakthrough. I can tell you that God's going to give you favor with those who are in power. I can also tell you that the Lord says your communication skills are quite powerful now. So begin to decree and declare the word decree and declare, decree and declare the word. Decree and declare the word, and so shall it be. For I give thee power in this season. Oh, I heard God says he's going to usher in new professional opportunities as well. You're going to land something. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be promoted. Oh, increase, increase, abundance. God said, I'm bringing abundance. I'm going to increase your energy as well as your drive. Oh, get thyself ready for the move of the Spirit. Now, I want you to begin to circle October the 8th. Because on October the 8th, expect sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to perhaps around the home to show up, but don't let it disturb thee. Circle the 23rd of October as well, because I see new opportunities that's going to surface with friends and your wishes and your dreams. As you're moving about in this season, the Spirit says that which has been delayed is about to move forward. You're going to find that for the next 3 months that you're going to have great access to the realm of the Spirit. You'll also begin to see that around the 24th of this month is going to usher in some new career or professional opportunities for thee. And it seems like the Spirit is going to usher in maybe a new responsibility, a new job, or perhaps even a raise in elevation, because I see increase around thee. The Lord says, get thyself ready, because you're stepping into your time of a powerhouse. You're stepping into a time of spiritual anointing, spiritual depths in me that shall cause you to prosper, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Goodwin. I just heard the word of the Lord saying, the thing you worried about for so long has just come to an end. You shall never revisit such things again. God says that for several years, it's been a challenge back and forth, one step forward, 3 to 4 steps backwards. You wondered, what is going on? God says that during that time, he showed you some very important things. God says for you to start implementing those things and to guard your mind, guard your heart, because I feel the pain in your heart. God says, do not believe that those things will not go rewarded, the things you've done for people that didn't appreciate you. God said, those things are going to, they all like packed together. It's mountain, mountain, and mountain. He said he's going to release a great blessing for you that is going to shock a lot of people. And that's why you have to mind your mind, protect your heart, and keep going, because people's not going to be very nice. But God said, join it all. He's going to have you in peace. You're going to be in peace. You're going to let those go. They got to go, and the new is going to come in, and some of the old that is really behind and for you and bless you, you know, say good things about you and things of that nature, you know, they're genuine, they'll stay. The others has to go, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Goodwin. I just bless hear God saying, I just saw a set of eyes in the heavens. I just see you looking. It's like you're looking for something. God says you're going to begin to set your sight on things high, the things above, and not the things below. You're going to be seeing things differently, even with the eyes of the Spirit. God says discernment is going to be your portion. This is the season that you're going to begin to walk with a great anointing. God says you're going to walk in things that were of the past is going to fall off as you move forward and as you progress forward. I see new friends and new connections. And God says in the right time, in the right season, there's going to be new business opportunities and even new business partners that's going to come to you and come with business ideas. And it's going to be wealth-producing business ideas. God says, I don't know if you have a clothing line, but I see something with fashion and clothes and something dealing with the clothing line. God said this is the time that you're going to be begin to see yourself differently, and you're going to begin to see how God wants you to see yourself, and it's going to elevate you, elevate you, elevate you. And that's the word of the Lord.
And woman of God, I so agree with the prophets that have spoken. So I heard Father God saying this is the season where you're firming firm foundations. I do hear Father God saying new structure and new order in this season. And I hear Father God saying, do not worry, do not stress anything. For Father God says, yes, you're in your Joseph experience. You're in your pit experience and you're in your Job experience. Your Father God says, continue to worship and praise and lift him up, for all things are coming together for your good. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the prophets during the live service. Woman of God, thank you for your seed of 11 knowledge, your seed of mastery, a season of an unexpected trip, a season where the Lord says there's going to be some changes happening around you, even healing in a relationship with loved ones, a time of freedom, a time of an anointing, a time of real estate blessings, a time where there's going to be a real strong anointing upon thee that's going to cause you to come into some real productive things. Because I heard God says, I bring you into a new place. I bring you into a new dwelling place in me as you move in faith. God bless.